This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA's 2023 GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Bruce Trott from Co-op Solutions. Bruce, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
How's the conference going for you so far? I know we're just still kind of starting out on the first day.
Yeah, conference is good. A lot of upbeat people, a lot of exciting things going on.
So. I like that. A lot of upbeat people here.
Yeah, people are excited.
They are happy to be here.
It's fun to be around.
They set a record attendance here this year.
Okay,
so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of people. There's a lot of happy people here for sure. Alrighty, sir. Hey, let's talk about and get an update on Co-op's ecosystem here. So one of the newest solutions that you guys have is the Co-op Pay Network. So what is this, and can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Certainly. So the Co-op Pay Network is a debit network, and that's important to be able to come alongside your debit program to give you that path to the point of sale. And so this new network is really designed for credit unions. Mm-hmm. It's designed to be a place whereby we can help credit unions manage the expenses related to that to get the best terms possible for what they do. And it kind of comes already embedded in the overall co-op ecosystem.
Right on. And so what's the problem? What's the problem that co-op is looking to solve here for credit unions and with the Co-op Pay Network?
Yeah, so with debit networks, you have a variety, you got kind of this concept of fees and interchange, mm-hmm. and what we're really trying to do is we're trying to get the best possible fee structure in place for credit unions, because debit's a key part of what you do, right? I mean, it centers, what ties to that checking account, it's kind of that daily experience mm-hmm. that happens with a member, they see that. You need that to be kind of foundational, the fees that you have for that relative to the network itself, and so we really want to step in and be able to do that, because you've got this environment whereby as merchants that are out there, what they're really trying to do is they're trying to find all these ways to limit the interchange that comes. Mm-hmm. Similarly, right, you got those expenses. So we're trying to put together a package that really says, how do we help credit unions maximize that interchange, mm-hmm. while at the same time keeping that consistency relative to the expenses that they need to have for running those transactions across that debit network.
Gotcha. And so how do you see credit unions leveraging a widened debit margin here? So it seems like a trend that we all need to be aware of.
Yeah, so again, we think it's fundamental to what they're doing, mm-hmm. meaning that when you think about your relationship with your members, that comes through payments, and debit is at least half, right, of that experience. Mm-hmm. So by leveraging that, when you get that environment to have the kind of that right financial equation, mm-hmm. it really helps you be able to invest in experiences that you got members. You can step into kind of the fraud that you're doing mm-hmm. to make sure any of the other expense components that are outside of just kind of the processing mm-hmm. expenses mm-hmm. there. And you might even have the ability to step into kind of that loyalty component of what you're doing and be able to say, hey, I now have a little bit more. I've got some consistency, some things I can expect. I can now step in a little bit and really kind of incent that behavior I've got going on with my members.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, do you need to be an existing processing client with Co-op to take advantage of this?
You do not. So this is available to anybody who's processing debit. So it's a great on-ramp into the Co-op ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're already part of the Co-op ecosystem, the great thing is this is just kind of adds into all the things you already experienced, meaning like, hey, the reporting tools are the same.
Yeah, bless you.
Blends into mm-hmm. that, and it becomes part of that. But from a new perspective, I'm happy to invite new people in and designed to be able to bring that in
okay.
as well.
So I'll put your email address in the show notes so people can get right to you. How about
By
that?
By all means.
Okay. All right, Bruce. Anything else to add on this one? This is pretty good stuff here you guys are doing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an exciting kind of thing from a credit union perspective, right? Because this really kind of puts a credit union stamp on having a debit network. Mm-hmm. That's really not something that you look out and you see today.
Right.
So by being able to kind of take the power of credit unions to be able to step into this mm-hmm. role, we think that's a great thing for us collectively as we pursue getting great experiences for our members.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, because my family personally is, we're a debit family. So yeah, we're trying to keep the credit to a bare minimum. So debit is very, very important for us as it is for a lot of people out there. So I'm glad you guys are addressing this and taking advantage of it. So good stuff. All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce. Anything else to add, sir? Any final thoughts?
No. Excited about the show.
You got that right.
Great meetings with credit unions.
You got it. All right, Bruce. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there at Co-op. All right.
Thank you.
Bruce Trott, everyone, in Co-op Solutions. Go check them out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.